Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome to the Christian Warrior Network of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. I'm your host, the Patriarch of the Ministry, Andrew Patrick. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is our last show for the month of January. So I wanted to apologize for last week not being here for you, but sometimes we just have to take a day or so for ourselves and relax. With that said, I hope that you are enjoying your weekend and everything is going smoothly. Well, the ministry doesn't always work that way, unfortunately. There's always bumps and bruises along the way. There's always growing pains and adjustments, just like we have in our day-to-day lives. But the thing about doing it with the ministry is that all decisions that I make and our hierarchy makes are done with great thought, meditation, prayer, and devotion to making Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry the best church and ministry that we can possibly make it for the world over. I've explained in the last two or three episodes of this program some of the things that we're doing in ministry. And today, we are going to kind of give you a synopsis of all of it and maybe even a bit more. Hence the reason why there's no music for this program. I want to take up as much of the time as I possibly can. But before we get started, as with all of our shows and our meditations and our studies and our prayers and vigils, we always start off with a prayer. So let us lift up your special intentions and let us lift up the ministry of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry and all of our clergy the world over, all of our friends, all of our families. Even let us lift up those that are enemies of ourselves and the church. For it is what Christ asks us to do. So we ask God to bless each and every soul peace, tranquility, and prosperity, and good health. Let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in the words that our Savior gave us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, the world over, it is truly my pleasure to come to you and give you a little insight to the ministry of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry. All of the programs that we are in the process of setting up, you have to remember that we are still somewhat new on the religious scene, on the world stage, if you want to call it that. We have been in operation since March the 3rd, 2009. So we're coming up on 7 years. Not this month of February, but the month after. So a little over a month from now, we will be starting our 7th year in ministry. And it has been a wonderful and somewhat chaotic ride, if you will. It's turned out to be more than I had ever hoped it would be, I ever thought it could be, but many see the potential, and I think that's what it's about, seeing the potential, at least with our faith, it should be, because we know deep down in our hearts we're not doing everything that we possibly can for God and for those around us. We do a lot of stuff selfishly for ourselves to try to make life better. But I guess in a way, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you make life better for others around you when that happens. But there's always that underlying Are we really doing it for ourselves? Are we doing it for others? Well, as Christians, we like to think that we're doing it for others. Well, with this ministry, we are doing it for others. It doesn't benefit any one individual, not with the way I have the program set up. Yes, I may be the patriarch, I may be the head of the foundation and the church itself, and the Celtic Templar Rite. However, I have advisors, I have counselors, I have go-to people, I have boards in the ministry. And some of those I'd like to bring to your attention. Now, first of all, you can go to our website at any time, and you can find us at www.CelticCrossMinistry.com, all lowercase, all one word. And we have almost 100 pages. We'll be at 100 pages before too much longer, I guarantee you that. But when I look at the structure of our ministry, kind of give you a better idea. We have the Celtic Cross Ministerial Council Board of Directors, which oversees more of the evangelical side of the church, but at the same point, they have an opinion or a direction that the church may need to go. They have the ability to voice that to the Catholic side of the church. Now, we are the only ministry that we know of worldwide that has brought both Catholic and Protestant faiths of all sorts of denominations together under one banner, which I believe in my heart is truly what Christ had intended the church to be. I guess he knew human nature enough that he knew that we wouldn't agree on certain principles of doctrine and dogma and theology. But at the same point, we all agree that he is the way. So, and that is above and beyond what we are hearing out of some denominations today. I'm not going to point fingers at this point. If you check the news and the reports and start looking at a few things, it can be very upsetting to hear theologians and scholars and leaders of large denominations viewing the rhetoric that they are causing more confusion and more splits within the church. But we are in the last of times, the end of times, if you will. Again, I'm never sure to what degree we are, but I am convinced that we're further into it than I had hoped because of the way some of the things are coming together in the world and things are happening at a much accelerated rate. But with that, we also have not just the Celtic Cross Ministerial Council Board of Directors, we have the Celtic Cross Conclave of International Independent Christian and Catholic Bishops. And with that, we also have who have a voice in the church, and that is the Conclave, the Celtic Cross Abbess Council of the St. Scholastica Sisterhood. And then, like I said, I have advising councils, general councils, which are our four diocesan heads here in the United States. And then I have advisory councils and general councils that have their input from an international scale. So someone is knocking at my door, and if I don't go and answer it with you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, they will continue to knock. And I already know, I think I know who it is. So give me a moment, please. Yes.
Hello, sir.
Come on. See me in about a half an hour.
Okay.
All right. There you go. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about that. One of my neighbors, we do what we can in the ministry. We don't have the funds to move the ministry in the direction that we had hoped it would be going at this point. So I do odd jobs, and I repair computers and update them and things of that nature. We do everything that we can within the limits that we can to help others, as well as be fair, more than fair, and try to grow the church. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, my neighbor will be back at 6:30, and we'll get his computer back to him. I'm finished up with it, so that's a good thing. And I apologize for that inconvenience and distraction. Excuse me. But anyhow, I was talking about our general counsel, which is that upper seat of directorship. They are my confidants. They are very knowledgeable in many different aspects of the faith. And they come with such a variety of backgrounds, from Pentecostal churches to Baptist churches to independent Catholic, old Catholic, Roman Catholic churches, to, well, you just about name it. And when you add up the years that we have together in ministry, you're looking at close to 100 years worth of experience in dealing with life and the church and seeing the mistakes and trying to learn from them so that we don't make them as we continue to grow. Then we have the advisory council. The advisory council are people from all, again, all different backgrounds. We have scholars, we have nurses, we have theologians, we have ministers, we have Orthodox clergy, we have evangelical of that program. So we have a very unique blend of everybody being able to speak up. And then we always have our diocesan heads around the world. And that might be from a Monsignor down in the Caribbean to an entire country, such as Africa, where we have three members. We have members in Pakistan. We have members in Africa. We have members in the Philippines. We have members in Russia. We're working on possibly bringing in a group from Venezuela, Colombia, and Mexico into the church. There's a very strong possibility that we'll be bringing in three members of clergy here in the United States. Their expertise is dealing with exorcisms and the paranormal and extricating those entities, those demons, from people's lives. And they come from a very unique background in education and have been doing this for years, and we are just so blessed to have individuals that are a part of this ministry that are so diverse and so dedicated, but have not had much structure and guidance. And that's the one thing where our growing pains come in, is we are trying to bring that guidance in with a Celtic flair so that we stand out as independent and we stand out as old Catholic and we stand out as a true Protestant non-denominational ministry and making things uniquely us. So with that, we have so many different programs with part of our church, sacred orders and holy orders and orders in the ministry. We have part of the St. Benedictine Brothers. We have underneath that umbrella, so to speak, if you want to call it that, we have the Sacred Order of St. Brendan the Navigator Brotherhood, which is our patron saint for the men's side of the church. And on the women's side, we have the Sacred Order of St. Scholastica Sisterhood. We also have, well, if you know, St. Scholastica was the sister to St. Benedict. So, you know, there's an interaction, and we chose the saints, our patron saints of the ministry, for a specific reason. And there is a crossover in certain aspects where they had been through the same program and things of that nature as they were learning about. In our evangelical church, we have the Order of St. Andrew, the first apostle on the Protestant Celtic clergy brotherhood. And on the women's side, we have the Order of St. Mary Magdalene, the Apostle to the Apostles on the Evangelical Church of the Celtic Cross for our women in ministry. On the Catholic side, we have the Order of St. Patrick of Ireland, and we have on the women's side the Order of St. Bridget of Ireland. And when you go into the history of these individuals, you begin to see the different aspects that they teach and or they learned about the faith and how they overlap each other in many, many, many aspects. So some of the other programs that we have with the ministry are the Independent Catholic Churches International, the Worldwide Coalition of Non-Denominational Christian Churches, as well as the Global Confederation of Celtic Churches. We try to help others that may not want to change their program because they've been a part of the ministry for so many years and have an identity all themselves, but they need a little support from time to time. And that's not necessarily financial support, although we get asked that quite often. And unfortunately, we're just not in a position to help them in that aspect, at least at this point in time in history. But maybe in the future, God willing and you willing, we can make wonderful things happen for the glory of God our Father around the world. But a lot of these independent organizations are independent ministers. Some of them have 5, 10, 20 churches and school or two or an orphanage or something along those lines. And they feel very strongly to one aspect of the church, be it a Catholic side on the independent. They're not Roman Catholic anymore, but they still believe in the Catholic things that they grew up and learned, and they still worship that way. So they might be Anglican. They might be independent. They might be old Catholic. They might be a number of different aspects besides Roman Catholic, being even Orthodox coming into the Independent Catholic Churches International. Also, the same way with the Protestant churches, be they denominational in whatever form, be it Pentecostal to non-denominational and everything in between. There's the Worldwide Coalition of Non-Denominational Christian Churches, where they can be a part of us and yet still do things their way. And if we can, we help them out. And vice versa, they have talents they bring and are willing to help us out with if we need. And the same thing with the Global Confederation of Celtic Churches. Now, there are only a minute few of them, and they're all trying to get their own identities at this point and building on that. But we feel that we are the leaders of this field of ministry. There might be a few that have been around a few more years than what we have, but they haven't done and grown in the way that we have in an international scale and working with other clergy and spreading church plantings and things of that nature around the world. So I think last week or the last program I did with you folks, I talked a little bit about the Templars, and let me jump back here. I'm on our website to give you an example of how much information there is on the website for us. And to give you an example, excuse me, our Templar organization is fairly strong. It's been around for a number of years, but we really didn't do anything with it because we weren't in a position to do anything with it at the point. But over the last year to 2 years, we've really started doing a push with it. And mainly since about September, October of last year, we had a major growth spurt, if you will, within the ministry. To give you an example, we have the Celtic Cross Templar Priory of the United States of America. And under it, at this point, we have the Grand Commandery of Oklahoma, of Ohio, of Texas, and of South Dakota, that people can join that live in those regions. In our international aspects, besides the Priory of the United States of America, we have the Priory of Russia, of Chile, of Spain, of Ireland, of the Philippines, of the UK, England, and even in Pakistan. We have a Templar organization that is trying to grow. And over the weeks and months ahead, we will be adding names to those directories and positions. So if you have a desire to serve God and be a Templar and protect the church, then I encourage you to send us your request to join us. You can go on to our website again. That's www.CelticCrossMinistry.com. And in the About tab, all the way down at the bottom, you'll see the Celtic Cross Templar Knights. And you can click on one that is in your area or on the national scale or international scale. And we can get that information to those priors and commanders. So that's one thing. And to give you an example, our organization in Ireland, you've God bless the boys and girls in Ireland, the Templars of the Celtic Cross. They have a number of programs that they've initiated, one working with the homeless, not just giving them clothes and things of that nature, but they're also feeding them. They're going out in severe weather and giving out food. And there's pictures that we will be adding to the website before long that have started to come in of them working. And, you know, this is just one program that our regional and national, international organizations are seeking to do to give back to the community. So there are many organizations and committees and groups within our Templar organizations. So be sure to stop on our website and check out more of that. Now, one of the other things I wanted to let you know, we have a number of ministries that we have put information out. We have the St. Brendan Monastery in Virginia. We have St. Martin Ministry down in Mississippi. We have the Chapel of St. Andrew here in Lorain. We have the Chapel of St. Patrick as well. We have the Ministry of St. Columba out in Arizona. We have the Ministry of St. Anthony out in Cameroon, Africa. We also have the Ministry of the Risen Christ in the Philippines, just to name a few of them. And we're growing, and their information is coming in, bits and pieces, and their clergy, and the number of clergy in the regions where they can be found, spreading the word of God and doing the work of our Lord in some very rural areas around the world. It's some is our missionary workers, and some are parish priests and evangelical ministers. We also have the Ministry of Academia. Our Ministry of Academia goes with the in-house Bible study and seminary work of the Celtic Cross Institute of Magisterium. And then on our online school, we have the Celtic Cross Seminary of Theology. Now, unfortunately, our programs are only for our clergy. We did have them for about two and a half years on the market to the general public to purchase a course and grow in their spirituality. But we had very few takers on that. So we've pulled that rein back and we offer it free. And we have probably close to 20 subjects, and we're working on other subjects in more specialized fields. For example, chaplaincy as one, where we are accepted internationally as a noted and accepted full chaplaincy core. We also are working on coursework for the paranormal and for exorcism to train our devout religious leaders to do what is very real and a very specialized form of ministry. So these are courses that we're working on. And we have so many courses. Some of these are our own personal courses that we've come together, and others are part of the Harvest Time Ministry Educational Program, which is available to anybody online. But we have handpicked several of their courses and incorporated them into ours because they deal more Protestant than they do Catholic. So our courses actually serve a multi-purpose in that aspect. So we have clergy that do lectures and seminars. We have clergy that specialize in internet safety and PC maintenance and software. And, well, I work with a little bit of web design and domain usage and hosting. So these are things that we can help other members of the religious community out with once they join us in ministry. And we can help them and guide them and get their church moving in a direction that is bearing good fruit for the kingdom of God. So more so than just on a local level. There's so much that needs to be done worldwide. You'd think that the Christian faith is really strong worldwide, but in reality it's not. But, I mean, you have a lot of people that profess that they're Christian, but we know that other things happen to people's lives. We also have the Global Press Corps of the Celtic Cross. And the Celtic Cross Global Press Corps, we have deal with a number of aspects. We have the Protestant and Catholic radio programs, the audio Bible programs, religious music programs. Through our media aspects, we have the Celtic Cross TV network. We have the Celtic Cross radio network. But through the Celtic Cross Press Corps, we have a periodical that we put out. Our next one will be coming out in February, around February the 15th, if I am correct. So if any of my people are out there listening to this program, I need your stories. We're always looking for volunteers to write for us, bloggers, journalists, columnists, and the such. So if you know of somebody that loves God and has some encouraging words or testimonial and you'd like to send that to us, you can do that through our email system at info@CelticCrossMinistry.com. But we do the Feathered Quill. We also have the Celtic Cross newspaper, the Guardian. Oh, wow, I didn't realize it was all that much time left. Anyhow, but there are a number of things. We also have the forum that goes through the press corps. And there's so many different subjects on the forum that we are touching. And we only have about, maybe 84 articles on it, but only 17 people registered. So please join us on our forum. We have topics of religion, politics, elders, anointing, youth and spirituality, morality and ethics, Bible theology, Bible prophecy, et cetera, so many things, including a chaplain's corner. So please look us up and join us in ministry. We would love to have you and help you to grow and bear good fruit for the kingdom of God. For that is what we are all ordained to do on this earth, is to learn and love God to the best of our abilities. Well, listen, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm just about out of time, so I want to thank you so much for joining me here. And again, I apologize for the interruption, but hey, such is life, and we go on and do the best that we can every single day. This is the Patriarch of the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry, Andrew Patrick, saying God bless, and thank you for joining me here on the Christian Warrior Network. And hopefully, next week, the Oblong Table crew will be back. We'll talk to you then. Bye-bye.